Hello.
Hi, this is Cheryl with XPO, and I'm calling because our technician advised he had spoke with you earlier today to let you know that it probably will be late if he could make it to Gainesville. And he's advising that he's not going to be able to make it to Gainesville, but he can come and get you taken care
Can
of
I ask
first thing in the morning.
why he can't make it to Gainesville? Why
Because
can't he?
he's over in Canton. And I'm not sure. I don't live in the area, so I can't say what the distance is. But he still has two orders over in Canton that he has not completed yet. So by the time he get through with those, it's going to be way after 9 o'clock. So.
Okay, so I spent an entire day. So who's going to reimburse me for missing on money for me? Who's going to reimburse me for that?
I don't know about that,
Someone at your
sir.
someone at your company is supposed to already called me like 6 hours ago to discuss all this.
Okay, now the tech advice that he had spoke with you earlier, is that not true?
And he said he was going to come after he leaves Canton. And I've been waiting. I said, you come whenever when you're done. You should have. I don't know why he couldn't. If he's supposed to be at my house between 12 and 4, but originally the lady told me 8 to 12 last night. So y'all, she screwed up my schedule. So an apology is what I got to live on? I don't think so. I don't think it's someone's got to be held accountable for the screw up. If I screw up on a job, I'm held accountable. I hope
Yes,
y'all
sir.
realize that. Okay, so I've wasted an entire day.
Now, I can send a request over. I just can't make you any guarantees, but I can voice your concerns over.
No, I need to speak to the owner of the company or the corporation or whatever, because and that because I'm gonna chew Home Depot out for even dealing with y'all if this is how y'all do people. Because I own a business and I work for someone else, and trust me, ma'am, I don't treat my clients like this.
Yes, sir. I do
It just makes
understand.
it's just common sense to me, you know. And this gentleman, if he can't get his scheduling right, then he shouldn't be. No one should be scheduling this guy, you know, because he should have came. I don't know where he's coming from, man. But if he's got that much going on in Canton, then no one should have scheduled me for today.
That is true.
So now I gotta go tell the lady, see, that's living there, who's been waiting for this unit to be put in. I gotta tell her it's gonna be first thing in the morning, I guess.
Yes, he
I
said
don't
he
even
can
know.
do that first thing in the morning.
And I don't even know what time that's gonna be. So that's gonna be like again between 12 and 4. I mean 8 and
No,
12, correct?
first thing in the morning, yes, that is between the they normally are at the first customer's house by 8 a.m. once they leave the store.
Okay, and what's are they coming from a central location? I just kind of want to know where they're coming from to Gainesville. I mean, or do you know?
Let me see if I can see where they're coming from. It tells me. No, it don't look like it tells me because I see it's Gainesville. Was trying to see if it was showing me a specific location, but it's not showing me a specific location of where the tech would be coming from. But he did say he could get them first thing in the morning, before he do anything that's on his route for tomorrow.
Oh, well, I guess I have any choice, because I mean, I was waiting for him to come, to call me 30 minutes before he got here, and then I was going to be over there. So, okay, I guess I have a choice. I guess I have to be the first thing in the morning, as long as they show up. If there's just this thing between, if he doesn't show up and it's like 9 or 10 o'clock, I'm going to be even more pissed off than I am. So,
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
I do have a job to do, so. And I, the lady had told me what she told me last night. Someone needs to talk with her. So,
Okay, someone gave you wrong information on last night.
yes, ma'am. They were supposed to, like this. They were supposed to show up at my between 8 and 12. And
Okay.
the girl that I talked to earlier today, she goes, "Sir, it was supposed to be between 12 and 4." She did tell you wrong. And
yes, she did, because it is 12 to 4.
Yeah, I mean, so, and I guess all that was recorded, so I guess y'all could go back and.
Yes, sir. Time frame, so I recorded.
Yeah, but the lady did tell me that day that she made that. So whoever last I talked to made a mistake. So.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll just see him in the first thing
in the morning.
Then.
Okay. Right. Thank you so much. You enjoy your night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.